You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
This is episode number 115. Welcome to the Live and Lead for Impact podcast. I'm Kirsten Rush, your host, and I thank you for being here today. You are in for a treat. I am so excited. I have Christine White with me today, and she's a snowboarder with a very unique story that is on a big, huge mission and has huge goals for herself, but also wants to make a unique impact in this world. So I can't wait for you to hear her story. You are going to feel inspired. So when you think about snowboarding, you don't necessarily think of Northwest Indiana. And I know when I first saw that she lived in the Chicago area, I was like, There are no mountains or ski areas to speak of within 50 miles, she says. However, this doesn't deter Valparaiso resident and Army veteran Christine White. After a military injury, Christine was told sports and physical activities would be limited. But Christine chose to challenge what was thought to be impossible. She continues to do what she loves, and wait until you hear what she's up to now. So welcome, Christine.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being with me. I am so excited to hear your story and learn more about what you're up to. So let's first talk about this big goal that you have that you've been training for.
Yep. I'm training for hopefully making the 2022 Paralympic team. Still, I would call a pipe dream. But if I don't go big or go home, I'll never know.
Well, I love that. And shoot for the stars, right? That's amazing.
Yes.
Along with that, I know that you are also working to kind of change mindsets about injuries and things like that. So talk to me about what impact out of this experience that you've had and what you're working towards. What impact are you motivated to make in this world?
My biggest impact I'm looking to make is just to kind of help people shake the ridiculous stereotypes that people see of disabilities. Just because someone is differently abled doesn't mean they can't do something. They just have to do it in a different way. If you're missing a leg and you can't ski the traditional way, you three-track ski. If you're a limb salvage athlete like me and your snowboard leg used to be your front leg, you just change it to your back leg. And just you take and kind of flip what people say you can't do into what you can do.
Mm-hmm. So being unstoppable, I love that you're not listening to the quote-unquote professionals who have told you that you can't do this, and you are...
I listened to them for 3 years, and I changed my mind. I'm like, no, you're not going to tell me I can't. I might have to do it differently, but I still can.
Uh-huh. Awesome. And why be stopped by that? You just skirt around the challenge in front of you, it sounds like.
Yep.
Awesome. So tell me more about the life experience that motivates you to make this impact. What happened? What was your injury? How did it happen? And what's brought you to snowboarding?
Honestly, my Army injury was a fluke. I was doing a PT test during training and I felt snap pop in my foot.
Oh, ow.
And drill instructors are hard-headed and they're made to drive you to finish. I finished, walked around on a broken foot for 5 weeks before they finally did x-rays, and by then damage was done.
Oh, wow.
So I was out of the Army within... They did not listen. I actually told a doctor in front of a drill instructor and said, I don't care. I've been in the medical industry longer than you have probably been a doctor. Mm-hmm. Get me to the doctor, get x-rays, and get me to the podiatrist, because I knew it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I knew that if I got at least some x-rays and some treatment, we could possibly skirt the issue of damage, but it didn't work. So
that's what you live with.
Needless to say, I was out of the Army within 6 weeks. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now I'm fighting for my back pay and also my military disability. But I don't want the disability. I just want them to admit they screwed up and said, hey, we could have taken care of this in the first place.
Mm-hmm. So tell me some goals you've achieved so far that fuel you to keep going, that really ignite your passion.
For as far as with my snowboarding specifically, the goals for me of being able to compete at USASA Nationals, which is what feeds into the Paralympic program and the Olympic programs. Mm-hmm. It's essentially our pipeline to get us there. Mm-hmm. For me to do well at Nationals is a chance for me to have the national team coaches say, oh, she's improving. Oh, she's doing better. And it's a chance for them to see me where I'm at, mm-hmm. see where I need to improve still, whether or not it's a big deal of what I need to improve or whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's a chance for them to evaluate where I'm at and hopefully get me moving towards the next step for me.
Mm-hmm. Great. And tell me about your training schedule.
Right now, since I'm in a house sitting week, it's a little changed.
Yeah.
But most weeks I'm in the gym 3 to 4 days a week, 2 to 3 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
And during the off season, I train a lot more frequently, but in the training or competition season, which is what I'm in now, I sit during the week and then I compete on weekends. And okay. like this weekend, I don't have any competitions coming up. Mm-hmm. So this weekend's kind of like a low key, just do my normal life and do my normal activities, like working with the nonprofits I work with. So,
okay. And what kinds of nonprofits do you work with?
Actually, if you follow Mike Rao on Facebook, he has a,
what's his name?
Mike Rao from Dirty Jobs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
He has a show on Facebook called Returning the Favor. He seeks out bloody do-gooders doing things for other people in a completely selfless manner, finds them, surprises them, and usually makes them cry.
Yeah.
And he did the nonprofit I am a volunteer and a gearhead candidate with out of Crown Point, Indiana, called Operation Combat Bike Saver.
Okay.
I actually found them because of Mike Rao's podcast. Not podcast. Let's say show on Facebook, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
And because of that, I got involved with them, which turned into them being a sponsor for me going into last season.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like their program and what it does. It gives us veterans, whether you're a 20-year combat veteran or a under a year washout, kind of like me, a chance to process things, a chance to take something that was broken and make it new again, kind of like we do with our bodies when we get out of the military.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. I hate to hear you call yourself a washout, though.
You can edit that out.
No, I'm just saying, you know, just in general in life. That's me being a little a coach for a minute.
I felt like failure. Like, I felt like I let my country down. I felt like I let my friends down. I let my family down. But the way I see it, though, in the long run, God has other plans.
Right. And you are still making your impact. It's just in a different way. So you've turned that trauma, that trial, into a triumph. So you're using it to make your difference in multiple ways, which is great.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Okay, you got me coaching a little bit. Okay. So tell me, what's the biggest internal challenge you've had to overcome?
The financial side for me.
Okay.
Snowboarding is not a cheap sport. Travel isn't cheap. Racing isn't cheap, and our gear isn't cheap.
Uh-huh.
I'm not knocking any of my sponsors, and all my sponsors know I am forever, I wouldn't say indebted to them, but I feel like I forever owe them to perform well because they give such a huge support to me.
Mm-hmm.
I get a little choked up talking about it because sometimes I feel like my community could care less, but I'm not in a snowboarding community, so they don't necessarily understand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But my supporters who do support me know what this means to me and know what it means for me to chase a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's getting down a course in under a minute or conquering my fear of border cross, which I never raced until last year at Nationals.
Wait, what's border because, cross?
Border cross is when you go down a course that's kind of, it's very similar to a banked slalom course,
mm-hmm.
or a parallel slalom course, but it's got gaps, jumps, hard rollers, different features that you have to clear, and you're racing someone head to head.
Okay, I have seen that on TV, and now I know what you're talking about, and hopefully the listeners now can visualize that too. Other people might have known that, but okay, yeah. So you were afraid of that, and you had to overcome that.
I was terrified of it.
I don't blame you.
Thing is, I've learned one thing. Being a control freak and being a snowboarder do not go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a control freak. And guess what? I've learned I do have a few limits. I have to kind of get out of my head and push every now and then.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
The fear of dropping in over a 10-foot drop on a course terrifies me every single time I have to do it. Thank God not all the courses are that bad.
So how do you overcome that each time?
Usually a little bit of tears, a little bit of frustration, and a lot of gumption. Swallow my pride and go for it. If I fall, I fall. If you're going to crash, crash hard.
And, you know, it's so funny. I think about how many times I've helped my coaching clients overcome a fear, like, of making a phone call or,
yeah,
you know, raising their hand and speaking in a meeting. And here you to do what you love and to reach these goals that you set for yourself have to overcome that kind of fear. I mean, that's a whole nother level.
It's another level, but it's the same concept no matter how you look at fear. Like,
yes.
A good friend of mine in high school, I was at a youth leadership conference back in my senior year of high school, and fear, false expectations appearing real.
Yes.
And it's stuck with me ever since.
Mm-hmm.
It's really neat to be able to kind of look back and be like, okay, I got over that hill because of that phrase.
Uh-huh. Well, and in your instance, I mean, there are actually some real possible.
There are some literal physical obstacles that I have to overcome.
Yes, and yes. So
it doesn't make it easy, but it doesn't make it any less scary.
So you're a fear-busting champion. I will dub you that. So at least you've gotten that so far. Wish I could send you a medal. So how do you stay motivated and moving during those tough times?
I believe I stay motivated through my tough times by sticking my nose to it and just keep pushing at it. Even if I don't feel like doing it, I have to get out and do something to involve it, whether it's a day at the gym or working with one of my trainers here in town that I've worked with, who's volunteered his time to help me. So
mm-hmm.
he doesn't necessarily give me a financial sponsorship,
mm-hmm.
but the training he does provides me so much more than a financial sponsorship ever could, because he's great at what he does. He's a strength and conditioning coach,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of pushes me outside my limit. And when I need my head chewed off, I get my head chewed off.
Okay.
Me, he has no problem doing it.
Uh-huh.
He took a 3-month break from the gym, not this past fall, but last fall, from 2017 to 2018. I got sick in November, right before my first event of the year. And I kind of became the, I don't really care what happens right now. And I kind of lost some motivation for why I was training. Mm-hmm. I knew why I was training and I knew what I wanted to do. But I like lost all desire to physically train for it. And I'm like, I got my butt chewed out when I came back in the spring. And he goes, who's the one who disappeared for 3 months? I go, me. Mm-hmm. It's my fault that I'm behind where I was. I'm not where I should be. And I still have a long way to go. And he's like, get your food right, get your sleep right, get your nutrition right, go from there. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did. And now I'm back at least in the gym 2 to 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm. So he helps motivate you.
Oh, yeah. And trust me, he's an amazing guy. He goes to my church. I've known him for about 3 years now. So it's neat to see like the relationship I've had with him grow as a friend.
Uh-huh.
So I don't look at him just as a coach. I look at him as someone I can talk to if I'm having a hard day.
Yeah. That's great. I love that you mentioned that for that period you had forgotten your why, because we so often hear that your why has to be bigger than your fear, bigger than your excuses, and the why is what will give you that tenacity. And it sounds like that's what kind of fell off for you in that period when you took the time away from the gym.
I think what happened is it was the holidays. I wanted to spend time with family after I got better from being having a really, and all it was a really wicked heart, really wicked head cold. Mm. I was in the process of kind of changing some living situations and some mm-hmm. relationship changes, and it just kind of forgot me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else was working itself out, but I kind of forgot to take care of me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that. That's a really good, important message too, because I think so often we get doing, and we forget that we need to engage in some self-care, and sometimes our downtime is self-care and it feels like we're not doing anything, but really that quiet time is so important to kind of pull
very
away.
So.
And yeah.
I got a pup sitting in my lap currently, kind of like, I'll be quiet while you're on the phone.
Oh, well, that was nice. So what words
He's
of wisdom?
Sitting here trying to give me kisses.
Yeah. What words of wisdom do you have for others who want to make their impact?
Don't keep your dreams too small. Reach for what you want. And even if you miss, you're going to make a significant progress. Because a lot of times it's taking that first step that scares the living tarnations out of us. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what's next. Mm-hmm. Don't feel that you have to look for the immediate what's next. Sometimes the immediate what's next doesn't come for a little while, and you just have to be patient.
Ooh, there's that word, patience. Patience. That is sometimes the toughest thing, right? Things don't happen on our timeline.
Patience and trusting the process. Mm. Like for me with snowboarding, I was probably the biggest crasher. Like my nickname with Operation Combat Bike Saver is Crash, spelled with a K. And it says the first time I was there, I crashed a motorcycle my first day there and got a second degree burn on my leg because I'm like, I want to learn how to shift so I can at least learn how to move these beasts of bikes around the garage.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I got my nickname Crash, but most people didn't know I snowboarded at the time
when I first started there. And yeah. Don't crash on the hill.
They didn't know I snowboarded yet. Yeah. Oh, trust me, I've crashed on the hill. I crashed at Nationals last year, right after my second event.
Oh.
I scorpioned and gave myself a really nasty concussion, but I was fine.
Oh my gosh. Well, you are definitely a tough person, both mentally and physically. I can tell that.
Sometimes
for sure.
I don't feel it, but that's okay.
So how can people, I know I've got your website here, which is, and it'll be, for anyone who's listening, her link will be on the show notes page for today's episode. So if you go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab, and then go to today's episode, you'll find the link. And her website is christinewhitesnowboard.com. How can people connect with you? Is there a way to connect with you there? And it sounds like you are looking for some funding to help with your endeavor.
Best thing I can say is my Facebook page and my athlete page, my athlete website that you just mentioned, mm-hmm. are my two biggest resources I have to get the word out about me.
Okay.
My athlete page has a direct link on Facebook to my website because all my support goes through my PayPal link.
Okay.
And it helps my donors from $20 to $5,000. I appreciate everything I get because the sport is ridiculously expensive. Mm-hmm. I put in what I can from my own income, mm-hmm. but it still usually leaves a huge gap for me to cover in funding. And this season's no exception. It's a non-Paralympic year. It is a non-big competition year for World mm-hmm. Cups, even though I'm not racing World Cup yet. Mm-hmm. But I know if I keep building that support base up in my support website, I'm going to have that money there when I do need to compete nationally and internationally. Mm-hmm. The biggest challenge is making sure I get my nationals covered this year and my three or four competitions I need to do throughout the winter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And right now I am dead in the middle of my competition season. It started the first week of December. Most places don't have snow until like the second or third week of December for competitions. Mm-hmm. So this year, a lot of our competitions don't start until the middle of December, and then they go through the end of March. Mm-hmm. And then USASA Nationals are March 29th through April 4th in Copper Mountain in Colorado.
Okay.
And that's an expensive trip in and of itself.
Right. Okay, so I will have both of those links. I'll put your Facebook link there as well. And I just want to thank you for joining me today. I tell you, the inspiration that I think you'll give people as they hear your story, think about some of the things that they've been fearful of compared to the fear that you're busting to get down that hill and over those courses. Hopefully, you will inspire some people to just get over it and do some stuff. And you have overcome the physical challenge.
I was going to say, I also do public speaking, so...
Okay.
That's actually another way I raise funds for my training and competitions.
Okay.
So anybody who's interested can also reach out to me through my Facebook page and my athlete website.
Okay. Well, that's great. And so everyone go check out the show notes page. Again, it's defeatthedrama.com. Click on the podcast tab and then find the show notes for today. And I will have the links there and available. And if you want to reach out to Christine or support her in any way, with her endeavor towards her training and her competition, I encourage you to do that. So, Christine, thank you so much for being with me today. And I hope that everyone gets out there to make your impact in this world. Make it a great day.